Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me today on another weekday podcast. Today, I want to ask the question, what is the church? If you were asked how you would define the word church, what would you say? I think a lot of us would say, well, it's where I go on Sunday. It's a part of the small group that I attend during the week, or it's where I worship, or it's where I hear a message. You know, most of the time, you're not talking about a building. You know, a bunch of chairs, a place for a speaker, maybe a steeple or a cross. But did you know that there's another way to use the word? It is with the capital C. And it's actually really important. It's a very big deal. If you're talking about the capital C church, you're talking about people. The church was never about a building or a program or a ministry or even a place. It's a gathering of people who come together to worship a living God and to learn about and live out Jesus's teaching and his way for us to live this life. Together, we are his house with Jesus at the center of it all. And that's the church. I want us to spend today and our next podcast learning about how the church began and how we can continue that. So in Paul's writing over in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, beginning of verse 20, listen to what he wrote about the church. Together, we are his house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and the cornerstone is Christ Jesus himself. We are carefully joined together in him. I love that part. We are carefully joined together in him, becoming a holy temple for the Lord. Through him, you Gentiles are also made part of this dwelling where God lives by his Spirit. The question that I think we ought to ask ourselves about the church we attend is this. Are we the house built on the foundation of the apostles and the Old Testament prophets? Meaning, are we built on the foundation of the Word of God and Jesus himself is the glue that holds us all together? I love in verse 22 that Paul says, through Jesus, you Gentiles. So remember, what he's saying is all of you Jewish folks, but also all of you that aren't. So if you put it into a modern vernacular, it would be through Jesus, every person in the world could be made part of this dwelling where God lives by his Spirit. And I believe that is precisely what he wants us to do. I think he wants us, without any question, to be a people that are together, built around him, staying glued and focused on him, and that we remain in unity together in him to become a holy temple for him. Now that tells us three quick things. One, when we act like the church, we look more like Jesus. When we function like a church, we sound and we respond like Jesus. And three, in our community, we heal and touch and minister and bless as Jesus. So friend, today, when you wonder what the church is, you are. Now the question is, are you held together by the glue of Christ Jesus? And is he the cornerstone of your life? The greatest cup of encouragement I can give you today is that you can be that church, you can be that holy temple, and God's Spirit can live within you. And it is as simple as saying, Jesus, come live in my life, forgive me my sin, take over me. I want to live for you and not me anymore. And thank you for dying for me, raising from the dead for me. And thank you for creating a home in heaven for all that believe. My friend, let him be the glue in your life and be the church today. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.